This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moondoggies, I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach of the undefeated, ranked very high, I don't know what our ranking is this week, Sean Pender. Know our ranking this week because I quit looking.
I think you just told me
that was rat poison.
It is, and it depends on what poll. I mean, some polls got us all the way up there like four, some of them have us around six, one has us at seven, whatever.
All that matters is that we keep winning.
That's right.
Coach, we go to Statesboro. We beat the Blue Devils 21-0 at historic Womack Field. It was kind of a mud pit up there, but our defense kind of just set the stage for that football game and just dominated from start to finish.
Yeah, they did really good. Started off with a kickoff team. We had great kickoff coverage, getting down there, able to pin them down, and then the defense had them on a three and out, gave the ball back to the offense, a really good field position. We were able to take the opening drive down for a score. Leon Charlton had a great run to get us into the end zone, and our defense dominated from that point on.
A lot of three and outs in that first half, coach. Had one four and out when we turned the ball over deep in our territory, and defense came out and didn't give up an inch, but not a first down until 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Yeah. Never seen anything like that.
Yeah, defense really bowed their backs. We got behind the sticks, and on a third down, we threw a pick in our own territory, and defense had to come out and bow their backs, and they sure did. They shut them down, and there was a fourth and short, and we were able to stamp it in and they didn't get it. And then, our next drive, we were able to drive it down for, a good ways. We didn't punch it in on that next drive, but we definitely changed the field position back to our favor.
Well, talk about the game plan on defense, coach, because Statesboro had over, 325 or 330 yards rushing the week before against Richmond Hill. And they couldn't move it an inch against us.
No, we knew we had to contain their quarterback. And they had some good players. They're number five, number seven, and number one. Number one was their quarterback, and he had some very good legs. Five and seven ran the ball hard. But we had to win and establish a new line of scrimmage in their backfield. And we were able to do that. And then once we established that new line of scrimmage, our defense didn't get upfield. They scrambled side to side. We didn't allow any gaps. Closed up all the gaps with that zone scheme. And then when the quarterback tried to break it to the outside, he had to deal with Lionel Tweedy on one side, and on the other side he had to deal with Devin Smith, and he wasn't winning that battle.
You think they underestimated our speed on defense?
I don't know if they underestimated it or not, but they know that they played against the Pirates.
Coach, they didn't complete a pass, I don't think. I mean, I'm trying to recall.
There was one play I can't really see on the film if he completed or not. They ran a shallow for a zero-yard gain, and Stephon Stanley just stepped up and he drilled the guy. And when he went down, I don't know if he remained with possession of the ball or not. Either way, it was for 0 yards.
You know, you give up 131 total yards on defense. They got some kind of garbage time yards there in the fourth quarter, but who really stood out on defense last Friday?
Well, Stephon Stanley, he got player of the week this week, and he did a really good job. I mean, the whole defense, really. I mean, you can't just say one name, Ivan, and he did really good. Devin, we say his name every week, not just on defense, but on special teams, on kickoff, the way he gets down there. I just talked about Lionel Tweedy. Kayshawn Thomas still did what he normally does. Jordan Jimerson, he had a really good game up front as well. Several of them. Adam Awiba did what he normally does. Gray did a great job back there. And then K Kayshawn, I mean, Jayshawn Wilson did a really good job, and Keon. Keon was tested several times, and he really had a good, did a really good job on their top wide receiver.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Penn on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we had some injuries last week, and you know, we were banged up a little bit, and we still went up there and put up a championship effort.
We did, you know, and you know, River Creel, he played a little bit more than he's been playing. He started to get back in there. He's a little bit more healthy this week. I think our defense is as healthy now as they've been all year. Hopefully he'll stay that way. So I'm excited about that. We got Derek. We got Derek Smith back, and that was something I was kind of concerned with. But, you know, Jayshawn Wilson came on. He's been playing lights out, and we haven't missed a beat. So, you know, that's pretty good. But having him back's always good. JD's now back also. He's healthy. His ankle's feeling good. So defensively, we're strong as we've ever been.
Going to be tested Friday night coming up, but we'll get into that later in the show. Coaches, go to the special teams. We got down there on kickoff coverage, Coach, and we knocked the brakes off of people.
Yeah, the kickoff coverage was very good. The way we went down there was a couple times it was like picture perfect, the way you would draw it up with the way we set the wall up. And then you know, one time we had a collision on the returner that was, you know, very nice. You had Pat Leggett come in there and hit him from the front side, and Devin hit him from the backside, and you really saw the speed that Devin has when he was tracking him down. And then Pat Leggett came in there and just flat out knocked the brakes off of him.
Anytime you got a guy going down on special teams and you make initial contact on like the 8-yard line, you doing your job.
You're getting down there pretty fast.
Yeah. When we come back from break, Coach, we'll talk a little bit about the offense and talk about the injuries and things like that, and then we'll get into the Richmond Hill Wildcats. So you're listening to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Coach, 340 yards rushing the football last Friday night on a pretty good defense. We just started with the offensive line, and we just knocked Statesboro off the football.
346. Give us the 6 yards.
I'll give it to you.
We ran the ball really well. All three running backs, you know, had a really good average yards per carry. I think Leon Charlton, who had the least amount of yards, actually had the most average yards per carry. But all three of the running backs, Leon, Jacoby, and Reed, both had a touchdown, all three had a touchdown apiece. And Jacoby had 129 yards. Reed was right there, just under 100 yards. And then around 70, 80, somewhere in there was Leon Charlton. So all of them had really good nights. And then we had a couple other runs, you know, by Pat Leggett and JD to add to the yardage as well.
We probably had 60 yards of runs called back because of holding penalties.
Yeah, we did that as well.
So we could have been well over 400 yards.
Yeah, and passes. Yeah, remember, we had a couple long passes to Terry Mitchell. that were called back for holding penalties as well.
Leon Charlton, 7 carries, 84 yards. That's 12 yards a carry, Coach. That's pretty good when you carry the ball and you're averaging more than a first down per carry.
Oh, yeah. He had a really good night running the football, and that kid, he's a workhorse.
Yeah, per capita touches and scores, it's off the charts with that young man. Talk about your offensive line. Just, you know, kind of an unsung group on the team that just comes out every week, and they do their job, and they dominate the line of scrimmage and just take over football games.
Yeah, anytime you're talking about a strong run game, when you're, I don't know what we're averaging right now. I haven't really figured that out, but I know we run the ball very, very well. You know, every week, and you do that with a strong offensive line. And that offensive line, you know, there's several guys on there that, like you said, they're unsung heroes. You know, you got Kenai Charlton and Jamal Merriweather that, you know, get all the because of their size and, you know, their scholarships and their captain of the team, stuff like that. They're getting a lot of notoriety. But, you know, besides them, you got some other guys on that offensive line that work hard and they bring their lunch bell every day. Jonathan Wilson at center, undersized guy, but man, he has a lot of heart. He gets after it. And you got Juan Gibson, he's a 2-year starter for us, and he's working hard. Eli Smith is really starting to come on strong and starting to do a lot of good things. And then, you know, we don't talk enough about our tight ends that come in the block. We got Wininski, who plays a little bit of tackle, but he also plays a lot of tight end, and we call him Big Red. He's doing a good job. And William McDonald, and he's another tight end that's been getting, you know, a lot of work in. And Chamberlain Dent is another one of those blocking backs that get the job done. So, you know, all those guys just getting after it. I'm very pleased with how they all do.
It reminds me of the old Washington Redskins before they changed their name, the Hogs. And, you know, you got them tight ends they called H-backs, but never got any passes thrown to them. They just would just chop their feet and just run up the hole and knock people off the ball.
They're bruisers. We got three of them this year that are really doing a good job. They interchange. They mix well. And they do it just like our running backs do. You know, you don't know which one's in the game. They're all interchangeable, and they all do a really good job.
Coach, passing game really didn't need to throw the football a whole lot last Friday night because we dominated the line of scrimmage. Talk a little bit about that.
We did, but I did forget to mention Terrell. Terrell's another offensive lineman that we have that's a do-it-all guy. He plays the guard, he plays tackle. We bump him all over the place because he knows every position, and he's another offensive lineman we have that's been contributing a lot. He's played a lot in the absence of Jamal with Jamal's knee injury as well, so he's really doing a good job. Yeah, the passing game was efficient. We want to get better there in some of the stuff we are doing, and that's just a combination of things. But, yeah, running the football has been our M.O. It's what we're doing this year. We're doing it extremely well. And then, you know, passing the football, we have times we look really good, and we have some times where our passing game is struggling. We want to get a little bit more consistency there. And I think you'll see it. I think you're going to see us continue to get better in that area.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're 7-0, 3-0 in the region, and there's a lot of things out there for us to grab, and there's a lot of motivation coming up on the schedule. We'll get to the Richmond Hill game when we come back from the next break. But talk a little bit about so far this season. I mean, 7-0. I know you're kind of a perfectionist and you want to see things, you know, perfect, but 7-0 is 7-0.
Yeah, Kip, it is, and I'll be celebrating that with you, you know, later on. But right now, it's 1 week at a time. We got Richmond Hill on the brain. That was our nemesis. That was our one loss in region play last year, and that one loss cost us, you know, we had to all do a co-championship, and then we ended up getting the third seed in the way the tiebreaker, you know, went out, and we had to get on the road, and, you know, we lost a heartbreaking game. To Richmond Hill at their place, and we have some paybacks in mind. We not only do we have the region title on the line that we're really trying, you know, it's one of our goals that we have set, but just like we circled Glenn Academy, we have these guys circled just as well. I mean, they broke down last year at the end of the game on some obnoxious stuff, you know, and we were letting our kids remember what they broke down, you know, to and how they said it, and you know, and we're ready for payback.
We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moon Doggies. Coach, we're back home. Big game Friday night, undefeated. Should be a good crowd there to watch us play the Richmond Hill Wildcats, a team that has beaten us 3 years in a row, and I know that doesn't sit too well with you.
No, it doesn't, Kip. I also remember, too, that this was the one game you had us picked to lose on early in the season. So I got that remembered also. We're looking for payback. We're looking to get a region championship. And, yeah, Richmond Hill is a team that we have to beat again.
Yeah.
3 years in a row, Kip, we lost to them, and we're not going to make it four. This, I was reminding our senior class, this team, they never beat this team. This team has beat us every year, and it's time for us to change fortunes.
Coach, you know I'm trying to be a respected journalist and try to be show some objectivity, so I couldn't just go through and pick us to go 10-0 without being called
sure
a homer. But Richmond Hill, Friday night at Glenn County Stadium. There's going to be a lot of excitement in the air. Offensively, they lost a lot from last year, but they're getting better each and every week.
Oh, yeah. Richmond Hill is a talented team. They have a lot of talented young kids on that team. The only thing they were lacking was playing experience. You can't look at their record at the beginning of the year. They had 50-something kids out with COVID. When they went up there and played Beaufort, South Carolina, they lost that one, and then they had to go on the road and play again to Northside, Warner Robins, and they lost that one badly, but they didn't have their total team. They didn't have their complete arsenal. They have them now. Everyone's there. They're healthy. They're figuring it out. They're a talented team. They got over 200 kids in the program. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full Friday night, that's for sure.
What they do on offense, Coach, you talked about the RPO game, run pass option. They like to – you never know what they're going to do with the football.
You're going to see two types of style from them. You're going to see the RPO style when number 13's in there. It's always going to be an RPO with Joe. They got a couple trick plays that are going to be in there that they like to keep you off balance with. But the RPO is the main thing that they do. And then they'll line up in the Wildcat. You know, last year they had a lot of success in that Wildcat against us. But, you know, Kim, we've had a lot of success this year defending that style. It's the same exact thing that we've seen from Pierce County. It's what South Effingham tried to do to us also. And I'm expecting the Richmond Hill's going to try to do the same thing. It's just I think we got a little formula now that figures that out. And, you know, they're going to line up. They're going to test us. And hopefully you'll see, you know, that we have it figured out. Hopefully we'll shut it down.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, all season long, teams have lined up and they've tried to run the ball right at us, and they have failed. And, you know, you said that Richmond Hill's probably going to do it again Friday night, and we'll just have to just have to prove that Dalvin was wrong again.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do, Kip. I mean, like I said earlier, our defense has a pretty good formula that we put in place, and it's a lot better than the formula that Jason uses on his power rankings. Yeah. It doesn't have as many holes in it as that one. But seriously, Coach Tedder and the defensive staff work extremely hard on every week about game planning to stop the run, and we've been really successful doing that so far, and hopefully we will continue to do the same.
Yeah, that formula's got more holes than the Golden Ray does. You got me started on that formula. Defensively, Coach, you know, we've lost to Richmond Hill, but it's not like we haven't scored points or moved the football on these guys. Last year, we scored 27 points against them last year, and I feel like they can't really stop us. That's my opinion.
You know, we do have a pretty good game plan against them also. Their defense is solid. They do a lot of good things, but what they do defensively is also something that we've been working real hard about with our base offense, trying to make sure that we're ready for that style of defense. So, I'm confident that we can do a good job there. Another place that they got us, though, even though we've scored points, the last 3 years we have given up an offensive touchdown to them. Their defense has picked the ball off 2 times and for 6 points, and then also a fumble that they picked up in the scoop and score last year. They got that. So, you know, we got to not turn the ball over offensively. And then also their special teams, 2 years in a row they blocked a punt against us. And then last year we muffed the punt and set up them with good field position. So you take 3 years in a row, we have given them through special teams and through offense 14 points. Last year, we lost by 13. So we can't turn the ball over deep in our own territory. We have to do a good job on special teams, making sure we don't get a punt blocked, and then we can't turn the ball over offensively.
Yeah, last year, that game got away from us 5 minutes, right out of halftime.
Yeah,
it got away
quarter,
from us.
We had the fumble, and they had to scoop and score off of that. And then our very next drive, we had the muff punt. And they got the ball and scored really quick off of that muff punt. And then that was the difference in the ball game.
Coach, anything you want to say to our fans? We got a good crowd here tonight. They're stuffing their face with pizza. But we got a good crowd here at Moon Doggies tonight. Anything you want to say to our fans that might be listening to this podcast tomorrow when it's posted on social media?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be in all blue. You know, we're going to be in blue pants, blue tops.
Thank you.
It's going to be an exciting night of football. Our boys are going to be ready to play. Richmond Hill's a good football team. It's going to be a lot at stake, so we want to make sure we fill the home side.
That's going to wrap us up from Moon Doggies tonight. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the football season right here at Moon Doggies Pizza on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch, and as always, Francis,
the Pirates! Woo!